Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to After School Dawah podcast. And I'm going to say it. Lads, we'll say it together. It's been a second. You know, that's how bad
it's been.
It's been a few hours. Okay, so guys, what excuse should we give this time
This is just part of us now, this is just what we
can't have them expected
in
the future.
We're so popular, alhamdulillah, we've not been posting and we're still gaining subscribers. So I think after this one, you know, we're just gonna call it a day,
for a few months. Yeah.
And then make a new episode,
Alhamdulillah. Now, we've just all been busy as always with life, but alhamdulillah, it's going well, things going well. We'll pick up the pace a bit more, inshallah.
Stick our foot in the ground. You know, you're saying we've been busy with life, so let's do a little catch up then, innit?
A little catch up.
So, what has everyone been up to then recently?
Just start from the right, as we say,
what's new, lad?
What's new? What's the tea? Go on, bismillah. Start from the right, innit?
Allah.
What you been studying? I've just been studying. Studying what, bro?
just studying, you know, make most of our time. Be more specific.
Bro,
we need details, and I'm going to accept that.
Listen.
Bro, I'm already falling asleep, bro.
I
want to
move with you guys, innit? I don't want to talk about myself.
You have to. We're all talking about ourselves.
But yeah, alhamdulillah.
Bro, like, he says that, bro. He's the most active out of all of us, bro. Anytime, bro.
That's why you don't want to say it, innit? Mysterious.
Half the time, yeah, it's like... You know, we'll try and have a shower with ourselves. Like, bro, I'm busy,
bro. Every time we ask him something, he gives his schedule for the whole week. He's like, right, okay, we're going to do this. So Monday evening, busy. Tuesday evening, I got 1 hour free between 7 and 8. Wednesday evening, busy. Thursday evening, busy. Friday, I got 1 hour between 2 and 3.
let me just slot you in for a five-minute phone call between 9:45 and 10. And it's for me, alhamdulillah. So right now it's June. Hopefully we post it this month as well, inshallah. Like, what? Well, let's just upload it in 2023.
We've got a lot more to upload as well, man.
Yeah, so alhamdulillah, I finished university.
Alhamdulillah, let's go.
You know, I'm finished university. I do have a part-time job at the moment, but I am looking towards getting like a graduate job.
Inshallah.
Outside of that, like, you know, Saad, he also kind of inspired me. When it came to volunteering, so, you know, I mean, we spoke about ISOC a lot during the podcast, innit? And it's sick because, like, I kind of, in my head, I was like, bro, I really miss ISOC. I kind of miss, obviously, you know, there's goods and bads in it, but I really miss kind of that whole community aspect of it. Because when it comes to Deen, it's not just about you, bro. It's not just about you. You know, alhamdulillah, gaining knowledge is really important. You know, you should do it. And alhamdulillah, you know, we're blessed to be in the 21st century where we have so many resources online. It's not even like, bro, you need to pay like,
you need to find a teacher, a grand every month, and go
to this and see exactly, you know, you don't need to be in this like, you know, narrow sick institute, nothing like that. And, you know, alhamdulillah, there are resources online. And inshallah, down below, we'll link a few for you guys, you know. But yeah, you know, beyond that, like, bro, you need to do something. Like, you know, you can't just be by yourself. You need to be contributing to the community. And I guess, like let's say it reminds me of a story, right, where, you know, there was this city. I can't remember whether it was a city or a village, right, where, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded the angels, he said, destroy the city. You know, because these people, they were all misled, they were all in misguidance, they were all, you know, doing all sorts of sin, and you know, essentially they were a lost cause, right? And the angels, right, they came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, like, but there's this one person there. This one person who's praying his five daily prayers. This one person who's out there, you know, doing his tahajjud and etc., right? You know, basically he's on deen. You know, he's doing everything that he needs to do, right? Or everything that, like, let's say, bro, you know, you go to the mosque, everything that you learn that you should be doing, he's doing it. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He says, start with that person. And the reason for that is because why? That person didn't do anything for the other people. And that's the thing, bro. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not put us on this world just because we're doing this individual test. Maybe because we try and, you know, we try and make a comparison or draw a comparison with, because it's often in it, we, you know, whenever we talk about the test of life, we try and draw the comparison between like GCSE tests or like, you know, university tests, which is independent. It's independent. Yeah. But that isn't the case with this, bro. With this is, you know, you first save yourself from the fire, then you save your family from the fire, and then you save your community from the fire, right? Mm. And that is the mentality that we should always have, right? At the end of the day, we're all khalifas of this world, we're all caretakers of this world, and you know, we're an ummah, right? So
is a big aspect of Islam, like
100%.
If you, for example, on the radio show, which we do every Saturday 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah. Well, FM get into 9.6. That in a bit.
We'll get into that, don't worry. But I remember I was speaking to Zubair, and we were speaking about this, and I mentioned that if you meet another Muslim person, just through them being a Muslim alone, you have 7 rights over them, and they have 7 rights over you. Just like you could never have met this person in your life. Mm. You can never have been you don't have to be related to them. You don't have to know them at all. Just by meeting them, if you see that they're a Muslim, already there's 7 rights that you both have over each other. For example, if you say salam, the other one has to respond to the salam.
Yeah.
If you sneeze and say alhamdulillah, the other one has to say yarhamukallah. If they're sick, you have to visit them when they're sick. Yeah. Like, if they die and you're aware of it, you have to attend their janazah. Things like this. Subhanallah, just from meeting them. So imagine how much brotherhood is emphasized in Islam, man. It's mad. And there's numerous hadith of that.
Subhanallah, it's very true. The hadith about, like, you can't let 3 days go right without keeping close ties with your brother.
Yeah, I think. I remember we talked about that, didn't you?
Along those lines, yeah.
Mm.
It is important, man. I feel like a lot of times we lack in terms of keeping up. And I've been trying, like, because obviously I moved jobs in it.
Yeah.
A few months back. And even then, I've been trying to, like, every so often, like, once every 2 months. Like, I remember during Ramadan, when Ramadan started, I think, I said, or maybe in the last 10 days of Ramadan, I messaged my old work colleagues and said,
because
you know, I'm Muslim, obviously. So I said,
When you were in Thingy?
The police, yeah.
Yeah.
When I used to work in law enforcement, yeah. So I messaged two of them, and I said, in the last 10 days, so anything I might have said, anything I've not done to insult you, hurt you, whatever,
mashallah.
Please forgive me. That type of thing, and when it came to Eid, wish them Eid Mubarak.
Mm.
So, just keeping it, and it doesn't have to be like, because the thing about this society, innit, especially Western society, is very disconnected. And it can be hard for someone that's come over from outside to see it that way. But because we're here, we just get used to it. Like, for example, if someone from back home came here, they'd be like, these men, like everyone I meet, they don't ask me about my family, they don't ask me about my auntie, you know, uncle, grandma, granddad,
great granddad.
How they're doing. They just say hi, hello, and that's basically in the conversation.
Yeah.
So the rest, very disconnected society, it's very independent. even like, again, back home, when you go to buy milk or yogurt or, you know, basic necessity bread, you go to the shopkeeper. Shopkeeper like, knows your flipping entire locality. He knows your entire family. True. Yeah, because you come there regularly. You're basically his, like, family, like, shopkeeper.
It's like, how's the family? How's your mom?
How's your this guy? How's your neighbor?
Yeah, it'll give you stuff for free as well, just
because he knows your family.
Yeah.
But here, you don't even go to shops, man. Last time I went to
the
shops, I didn't remember. I just
bro,
subhanAllah,
man.
That's one thing.
Very disconnected society, and that it makes it more incumbent upon us to actually go out and make that first step.
Settled in as well, that sense of community. But when I was in Turkey, and I realized that I can't communicate with anyone because obviously I didn't speak Turkish and not a lot of them spoke English.
Mm.
But at Salah time, everyone knew to go to the mosque and pray, and everyone prayed, and that's when it fully set in, like, no matter what, no matter where I am in the world, no matter who I'm with, Muslim, we can still pray, and in the same way we can still, you know, do everything that Islam teaches us.
Yep.
And I just found that, like, that's when it, like, really settled in with me.
People love being a part of something, and they love, at the end of the day, I don't know what it is, but people love otherizing. They love it. They love the idea of us and them. You know, because the stronger you can say that you're different from other people, or that your group is different from other people, the more you feel like you belong to your own group, you know. And but subhanAllah, Islam is one of them things. Like Tamir said, bro, you don't even need to know the language. Like, you don't need to know which is the language, because at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes for us the most important thing, which is deen. right? When deen is most important, everything else is secondary, bro. Mm. Everything else is secondary. I remember having a conversation with Saad. I don't know if you, I mean, bro, we can edit it out, and if you don't want me to like mention this in it, but we're having this conversation about marriage in it, and about, okay, like, or what's her political standpoint gonna be, or what's her viewpoint gonna be? Is it gonna be similar to mine in it? And I was saying, like, bro, you know what? At the end of the day, like, if her akida and your akida is on the same page, then guess what? Everything else is secondary. Like, for me personally, bro, I know for a fact that me and whoever I get married to, we're not gonna agree on things 100%. But guess what? If we agree on deen, that thing, then guess what? That's the main thing, bro. Everything else is secondary, because after that, what do we base our opinions on? Like, let's say, bro, it's going to be about, okay, how to raise our kids in certain ways. Yeah. It's going to be deen, you know? Yeah. So that's the most important thing. You know, after that, bro, low-key, like, yo, if she has a different political standpoint to me, hey, bro. You know, she has a different political standpoint to me, in it, you know? And yeah, like, Tammy made a really sick point with that.
It's true. I was gonna say, following on from that, it's really good to have Islam as a foundation. I think, remember, we spoke about it before, but you know, one of the reasons why I never, well, when, like, growing up, when we were speaking about, like, how not to fall into haram and stuff, it's always because initially I've always been like, no, like, if I saw something, I'd be like, that's bad. But I never really understood why. As you grow up, you start to understand why. But initially, you're just like, no, or my parents said this is bad, or this is haram, I can't do it. And that's because that foundation's already there. Later on, when you grow to understand, you're like, subhanAllah, like, there's so much wisdom behind why something's haram. Yeah. And that's the thing. Islam has already been perfected. It will never change. So it provides objective morality, solid principles and foundations that will essentially never change till the end of time. So if you were to, like, form yourself upon that, build a foundation upon that, you're chilling, basically. Because if you were to, say, base your morals off society, you change like every 10 years.
I'm sure you guys know about the new, like, installment of Marvel, which is Miss Marvel, right? You know, it's on Disney Plus, right? And it's like it's not a movie, it's episodic, right? Yeah. And essentially, the main character is a Muslim Pakistani girl, right? Coming from a background, and inshallah, let's go into that discussion, right? Me and Tamid, we kind of spoke about this before, and. Well, Tammy, do you want to start then? Like,
Did you say what it was called?
Miss Marvel.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah. So
first, tell them like maybe what's about.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I was gonna. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's this show that came out recently called Miss Marvel. It's a series, and it's gaining a lot of popularity, especially with Muslims, because it's representing culture and Islam in one go. And it's doing it quite accurately, as in aspects that they got right, as in, like, the family dynamics and how they act, etc. and stuff. So a lot of Muslims especially are happy with it, and I think most of the directors or producers are Muslim themselves, so that's why it's got that.
It's the main director.
Not most, sorry. There's like one or two.
the main person. The main one, yeah. Aisha, her name.
The director?
Oh, her name's Aisha.
Mad. So yeah, and we were talking about it, and so we were saying, I was basically saying how it's good. Mom was saying how it's good, but on the flip side, it's also bad. So we were just discussing that, and so I was saying it's good as kind of like a stepping stone for representation of Muslims and culture in, like, Western media, because I don't think up until now we've ever had something this close or, like, this accurate or this representative of both culture and Islam. I know, like, the Islamic aspect is a bit iffy. The brothers are more likable character, let's say. Like, the brothers, hopefully they utilize him more in that sense, because he seems like he's got his head straight. So we were basically discussing that. So I was saying, on one hand, you know, it's good because if a non-Muslim sees it, and if a non-Muslim audience sees it, they'll even if they have a bad image of Islam, they'll become more open, because everyone loves superheroes, whether it be kids or adults or whatever. Everyone loves a good show, good action, and if Islam is portrayed within that and culture, they're gonna be more open to it naturally, innit?
Can I ask because I've not seen the trailer. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the trailer, but it was a while ago, mm-hmm. and so I've not seen the series. So where does this rank in terms of, like, strict Islam all the way to QE's?
Well, we'll go into that.
But yeah, so I was talking about mainly how it's good for the non-Muslim audience, okay. and it's good to have it in the media that it's at least it's a stepping stone for future, because it was saying that if you go straight off the bat with a fully Islamic, strict, you know, not strict, but, you know, very practicing family, doing everything, it would just be basically one side, one extreme, and we don't know how that would fare in a Western media, Western society. But given this is how it is, it's a good platform to start off on. I'm saying it kind of sets the tone for the future, and so that's what I was mentioning, and then Muhammad had something to mention about how it will impact more the Muslim audience, and so we kind of spoke about that.
Yeah, so for me, so firstly, you know, it's interesting. I've seen the episodes because I wanted, because obviously when talking about this, I wanted to make sure that I don't want to talk about it without watching actually it, seeing it and knowing about it. So watching the show, I watched the first two episodes. I don't know. I think the third episode came out this week. So there's a third episode now. But yeah, I've seen the first two episodes. And what I would say is this, right? It is, this is what they've said. So they've said that they're not trying to give a good representation of Islam and culture. They're trying to give a responsible representation of Islam and culture. That's what they're saying. Responsible as in give an accurate one, not necessarily a good one, as in one that will show it in a nice way, but an accurate one. And yeah, from seeing the show, I would say that it gives a good representation of the community or the people. But in terms of Islam, the deen, no, it doesn't. One thing I would say, and this is where I disagree with Tahmidin, is that for a non-Muslim to watch the show, I think that it will reduce Islamophobia. It will increase acceptance for Muslim people or for the Muslim community. It will increase acceptance for them and their culture. But in terms of deen, I think it will make it worse, or at least it won't make it any better, because so far, two episodes into the show, so far, for her, the deen has at most been a hindrance, right? And at the very least, it's not helped her in any way, shape or form. Like, it's more like, bro, I'm born Muslim. That's about it for her. But there's been no incident, right, where, you know, let's say, you know, where she's benefited from the fact that she's a Muslim, from the Islamic system, right? Now, you would say that, bro, it's Marvel. They have no reason to be doing that. And I 100% agree with you if it was the case that they didn't show the bad sides of Dean, from what they would consider the bad sides of Dean, which they've been open about, they've shown it, because for her, it's been a hindrance. Like, I'm watching the show, the dean has been a hindrance to her. Yeah. And this is kind of going on to the conversation I had with Tahmid. Because it is a very responsible representation of the community now, and I can very much wholeheartedly say that this main character, this, like, non-hijabi Pakistani girl, disclaimer, I'm not saying every non-hijabi is a non-practicing Muslim or anything like that. She just happens to be very close to being non-practicing in it. You know, I wouldn't consider her a practicing Muslim. I would say that this type of show, it does, like, that type of person is very common. In men and in women, is very common. We've seen it. And I feel like this type of show, in terms of for a young Muslim audience, I feel like it can encourage her sort of mindset for them. Or, like, because they'll see, like, okay, their sort of behavior, she's doing the same thing. It will validate that behavior to them, or it would validate the mindset that they already have, which is that, oh, Islam is a hindrance to me. And I feel like that's kind of the case with that. Yeah. And in that sense, I don't think it's good. And, like, bro, end of the day, bro, like, you know, for young people, man, bro, Marvel, bro, everyone loves Marvel, man. Like, you know, like, Marvel's a big thing, right? Now, do you think, right, young people will be more influenced by or inspired by Marvel or by the Imam at the mosque? Bro, reality is going to be Marvel.
Yeah.
It's going to be Marvel. And now Marvel is validating this sort of Muslim, which is someone who is a born Muslim and they're, you know, they've not left their deen or nothing like that. They're in their deen, but in no way, shape or form has the deen ever helped them in any way. And that's something that I...
In the show,
you know, and you know, because of that, and again, like, this is something that, you know, at the end of the day, bro, you can't expect it to happen, you know, yeah. And I think, but that is reality, that is what's happening, and that is, in my opinion, that is going to be the impact it's going to have on the youth, yeah. And because of that, right, and I'm just going to say this a little bit before I give on to Saad and sure. We can continue this conversation,
yeah.
Because of that, you know, with After School Dawah right now, I really want us to go into this direction, and I want everyone's support with it as well, in terms of, like, obviously when we ask for funding and stuff, and you know, it's gonna happen, right? We want to make films, right? Where the main character actually benefits from the deen, because and sure. that's not some fake representation either. Yeah. Because end of the day, bro, I benefited from deen, bro. I benefited from Dean.
Dean saved, like, all of our lives, man.
100%, bro. I'll be honest with you, man. Like, bro, if it wasn't for Dean, I'd be done with life a long time ago, bro.
Yeah,
I'd be done with life a long time ago. Like, subhanAllah. And this is something that the show disrespects a lot. Not disrespects, or doesn't show. Is the fact that, bro, for so many Muslims, right, the Dean has been an anchor to them in their lives. The Dean has grounded them and has put purpose into their lives and has put comfort into their lives and has stopped them from feeling alone, has helped them with their mental health, has helped them with so many aspects of their life. Even, like, let's say we spoke about community, it's helped them with the community, bro. You know, yesterday we had a Sunday chill at Disbury Mosque, right? And I was speaking to the Revert brother, man. And, you know, he was telling me, bro, how much he loved the fact that, like, you know, he's part of this community, bro. Bro, the show never showed anything like that, man. You know, okay. You know what? If I'm being honest, I don't want to be like too. To be fair, community aspect, they do show that. I think the community aspect.
When she went out and she was saying salam.
Yeah. You know, like, right, you know, like the Eid fair. Fair enough. Okay, community aspect, they do show that. Alhamdulillah. I don't think in the show they will ever show her ever benefiting from Dean, though. Maybe. I might be wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong. But, yeah, so...
Yeah, so just a few things. First thing, I don't think we should expect Marvel to do anything like that. In fact, I've never read the comics. I don't know if you guys have. But I wouldn't be surprised if their excuses were trying to stay true to comics. Because the comics were... I don't know who the comics were written by. I'm assuming a non-Muslim. Probably, because these comics were like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s type comics. I don't think any Muslims at that time were probably writing comics, if I'm honest. Probably non-Muslim, mm-hmm. if I had to guess, right? We can look it up later, fact check it, whoever it is. You know, can look it up later. But, so I don't think they would have portrayed Islam in the particularly best light, even in the comics. And if they're basing it off that, and even if they weren't, it's a liberal agenda. It's a liberal world. It's a liberal society. They have no reason to. Secondly, what I would say is, in terms of you know, people actually making a move and striving towards this, you know, Muslims in media, what we talked about, and how we want to make films and etc. I think there is this revival that's going on of, like, kind of traditional Islam coming back. Alhamdulillah, there is that slowly coming to fruition. And I think you have, like, that movie that came out a while back, Two Sides, I think it was called. Do you remember this?
Yeah, so the person who made the comic is not a Muslim. His name is Gary something.
So, yeah, there was a movie a while back called Two Sides, and if I remember from the trailer correctly, it was basically about, like, this young UK lad who was kind of involved in, like, guns, drugs type, you know, activities. Yeah. And the other side, I think, was his kind of religion, kind of grounding, and, like you said, anchoring him, and something along those lines. And it was made by Muslim guys, proper, like, traditional In fact, our friend Riyadh, who we did the last episode with Riyadh Muslim, he met up with the guys and he had like a party with them and he was invited to the premiere and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so it's a very, there was a movie recently that I saw on the Muslim chaplain of UOM. I think he used to be Muslim chaplain of MMU. I'm not sure if he still is. But he was invited to something recently, a movie called The Balance, I think. I don't think it's officially out or anything. But I don't know what it was about, but I assume balance probably implies some sort of balance between, you know, Islam and the rest.
Normal life.
And if the Muslim chaplain is going to it, I can assume it's probably not a liberal type movie. So definitely there is these traditional agendas coming back out, you know, people like showing Islam, portraying Islam to be something that helps you in your life and not pulls you down. Third thing was Western media. I don't know, it's been happening for a while, probably since the 80s and 90s, I'd say. It has this weird style of fetishizing Islam almost. It's very strange.
Oh,
Bohemian
yeah.
Rhapsody, example. Bismillah. Yeah. Send in Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, Bismillah, we will not let you go, etc., etc. And other songs, you know, rap songs.
Yeah.
You have
Arabic
words, you know, you have Muslim, Islamic words. KSI, Sideman, Haram, bro, this is Haram, bro.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Flipping, what's his name, Harry or whatever.
When I saw you, I was like, mashallah, inshallah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, I get maybe, you know, maybe you could argue it's become part of the kind of slang culture. Like Jamaican slang has kind of come into UK slang and it's become its own thing almost, you know, UK slang was imported a lot of words. And perhaps these words have been imported because of the Somali community, because of East London community, a lot of Muslims in London. It's kind of called like, oh, bro, that's haram, bro, wallah, bro. Even non-Muslims say wallah nowadays.
Yeah.
But you can definitely tell in the media it's becoming some sort of fetish, where it's in rap, in pop, in, you know, even from time back before, you know, this was in London slang, it was in Bohemian Rhapsody. So just these, like, different, and even, I think even the Beatles had some sort of maybe Islamic thing to their theme to their song, Allahu Akbar, I'm not sure. But it is very strange how the media sees Islam as this kind of, how it's done in America now is completely different to the UK. And I think we have to remember this. And this often happens when a lot of like the Duat and online personality is like, oh, look at this, like liberal. Most of the time it's out of America, if I'm honest, right? Most of the time, 90% of the time, it's pretty much out of America or from an American institution or some American company. And I'm not surprised, because with how America's been going, they have a very clear divide in the country between traditionalists, conservatives, and liberals. And the liberals are now in power, because Biden is a Democrat. So I think definitely you have to realize that since the 80s and 90s, since that pop culture, you know, where everyone was club partying, you had city pop, you had this type of... Since then, it's basically just become a massive liberal trend. And it's been getting worse every year, on and on and on. And the conservatives, while they still have a voice, you know, the gun law and this and that, blah, 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 all this type of thing, abortion and etc. Their voice, I feel like, is getting much, much quieter. And the only way it's getting, the only sense it's getting stronger is immigration, pretty much. You look at most of Europe, it's very, very liberal. And the only thing they're very conservative on is immigration, really. Everything else is very liberal. Generally, yeah. Everything else they're conservative.
Yeah, they like to nitpick
on
that.
It's immigration. Everything else is very liberal. So it is important to remember that, alhamdulillah, I don't think the UK is as bad as America yet. And I think America's gone pretty far.
Bro, in so many ways, the UK is so much better, bro. Yeah.
I wanted to circle back to the movie because I wanted to say this a while ago. Mm. But yeah, what you said, what I said. Is essentially, so in the end, like, the middle ground is that it's got its goods and bads, isn't it? And that's why when I mentioned, you know, the brother in the movie, I really do hope that they utilize him to the best, because as you can see in the first episode, when she was upset, her brother came to comfort her, innit? So if he can be established as a pillar for comfort, and he's seen as someone who's practicing and religious and Islamic, it can have a good influence in the end.